brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Nico Lukoff.
I'm Justin Hicks.
I'm Skippy Rose.
And this is Creativity Wasted.
I hate mornings. I hate waking up and everything like that. So I want something that helps in the mornings. And I came up with the in 5 hour energy. So instead of like taking a 5 hour energy, instantly getting the effects of it, you take it before you go to sleep. And then especially at nights that you're not going to sleep a whole lot, you know, you got 4 or 5 hours. You take that as soon as you wake up, you're good to go. So it hits later and it's like super powerful. So you're like waking up. Also, it's going to have melatonin to help you fall asleep first. So it'll give you the kick to fall asleep. Cause I'm one of like, you guys sit there, if you got like 4 hours, you count the minutes that you have left to sleep. So like, I got 3 hours and 45 minutes now. If I fall asleep now, I got this much time. So it's going to help you fall asleep first. And then it starts kicking. Especially if you have like, because I have a toddler as well. So like kid wakes up with crazy amounts of energy. So this will get you fucking just going. Just like a little kid. You won't be snoozing your alarm 15 times. As soon as you wake up, you're up. And then I think we're going to have a whole line of products coming after that. As long as everything goes well, we'll have the in 5 hour alcohol. So you can take it on your lunch break. By the time you get home, right when you walk through the door. You're good to go. The in 5 hour edible, you know, going to take a little bit to work that one out because you don't want to take your in 5 hour alcohol and then get a call from your wife that you got to pick up your kid because they missed the bus. So we got some tweaking, some product testing we need to do. But yeah, that's what I'm coming up with right now. What do you guys think?
I think there's something there as like a semi-serious idea.
This came from like, I was like, fuck man, I wish I could take something like before I go to bed that like right when I wake up I'm just up and good to go, because I hate the alarm. I will snooze 15 times and then wake up like 4 minutes before I gotta leave.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of a speedball, it sounds like. It's just like, this is some crackhead shit. But like,
so basically,
the in 5 hour Adderall.
Oh, I like the idea of the 5 hour delayed alcohol, because it's just like when you don't want any wiggle room, anything, when you don't want to have to talk to anybody sober for that 20 minutes you're in the door.
Like, exactly. Right? There's no work involved. As soon as you get home, you're buzzed. You're ready to go.
Is part of that that your wife wouldn't like you to drink at all? Is it a way to get away with drinking, or is it just a timing thing?
Just a timing thing. Just so right when you get home, you don't got to even pour the drink. You're already buzzed, happy, ready to go.
Heck yeah.
The other thing is you could pee after you drank it. You wouldn't have to go to the piss all the time in like the dive bar or wherever you're at.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's just a drunk pill.
It's like boofing. You don't have to like actually consume it.
Boofing, the shoving it up the ass. Is that what that's called?
Yeah, it used to just be for models because they didn't want to like consume the calories and alcohol. Now it's just for everybody. I feel like I'd use it for work meetings, to be perfectly honest, because there's just some work meetings where you're like, you know, if I just had had a beer before this, I probably wouldn't be as snippy.
That's what I'm like, can't get in trouble. Nobody's going to smell it on your breath.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like you get to the office, be perfectly sober. They've seen you the whole 5 hours.
Right.
And you're just a little happier, more easygoing. It's like weird. Just
yeah, it kicks in later. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
So, yeah, the only thing I'm worried about is, yeah, if you take it and then like you got to go do something like 15 minutes before it's supposed to kick, that's where we might run into some trouble.
Well, that's where you figure that one out. Great. It's like 50% more comes with a smaller pill or gel, whatever it is that removes what just happened, like the antidote version of
that. Okay. Or we'll do some testing, get it figured out to where it only gets you up to like a 0.07.
Yeah.
Or something like that, so you're good to go.
Right. So on the sleeping one, do you have to still get a full night's sleep and you just wake up alert?
So this whole thing is just one little capsule, a little liquid gel or little shot bottle. It's got melatonin, like really strong, and it wears off quick to knock you out.
Okay.
And then in 5 hours, you get the energy burst from it. So it's all one thing. Yep. So it helps you fall asleep because, like, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but if I know I'm not going to get much sleep, I get even less because I'm worried about how little sleep I'm going to get. And then I'm just pissed off thinking about how much the next day is going to suck.
Yeah.
So, like, it knocks you out and then it wakes you up.
Here's an evil way to do it. You could take the downer and you could give your baby the thing to wake up in 5 hours. And they, like, scream and wake up and that wakes you up.
Yeah, that's how I wake up already.
Yeah. Waking up.
We don't need a pill for that one. But yeah, it's going to wake you up with the same energy that your kid wakes up with. That's what I'm going for. It doesn't matter to a kid. They wake up, they're bouncing off the walls. Mm-hmm. So I want to bounce off the walls with them.
I like it.
You don't even have to get up and have a coffee or anything like that because it sucks waiting. Like having your coffee and then waiting for that to kick in. You finally start to kind of wake up. No, you're getting right up out of bed with the in 5 hour energy.
You know the movie Pulp Fiction where Bruce Willis was the boxer and he would just, because he trained himself to jump up as soon as he regains consciousness, like if he was boxing. So he would be laying in the bed and he would just shoot up.
Yeah, exactly. You're just popping up.
That's the goal. Like if there's a dog on your chest or something, you want that dog to go flying across the room.
Yep, exactly.
Oh yeah, I do see a lot of pets flying through the air with this product.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm hoping for though. I want to get fucking spring out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it in mornings. I'm there. No getting me out.
Maybe on the drunk pill, there's another antidote one. Like if you get pulled over or something, you got to reverse it real quick. It just sobers you up like instantly, but like lets you get back and drunk when the other person's like not around or,
Narcan for the drunk pill.
Yeah.
I like how you're going to take it before you get in the vehicle, only when you're getting pulled over.
I'm sure I got 6 minutes before you're pulling me out of this car. We got to go.
Clean up before getting in the car.
Yeah, I don't know. Timing with all drugs, just like every other drug, timing is everything.
It's like everything.
I'm wondering with nicotine patches, if you could have an electronic way to delay the contact to the skin of the patch.
Why not?
Yeah, like a time release kind of thing.
Yeah.
Once every 45 minutes.
Break down, the adhesive could have a time, you know what I mean? Like it could break down over time, like through heat, maybe through body heat, right? And so you could have that layer break down and it's like an average, right? So then 3 hours later you get your nicotine fix, when you're visiting your mother-in-law, et cetera, when you really want that cigarette and you know you're going to be weak. That'd be good.
That wouldn't be bad. I always thought nicotine water, they got nicotine and everything else now. They have caffeinated water. Why not put it in water?
Why not?
I don't know if you can ingest it that way, but if you get it from a patch, I think so.
Just stick a cigarette in a blender and
my nicotine shake. Start selling tobacco in the protein jugs.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I guess it would be probably nicotine mouthwash would be more of a thing, like a swish and great, because you absorb through your cheeks.
Yeah. There you go.
And no cigarette breath. Bonus. So
the circle of the mouthwash specifically smelt like ash. this is
that authentic tasty mint.
Do you guys have any smoker's breath back there?
You got Turkish blend? Really like
Oh shit.
I would want it to delay longer than 5 hours though.
Well, his, though, is specifically for parents. I feel like that's, a big market there. You could call it, Daddy's Little Helper or something like that.
We're definitely targeting parents. That's for them nights where your kid's up all night and you know they're still going to wake up early. So, yeah, I liked the in 5 hour energy name. It might be a little derivative. Might have some lawsuits on my hands. But, yeah, Daddy's Little Helper, that'd be good.
Yeah. something like that. Well, now that sounds like a pill, but like
another. Yeah, I really don't like that name. That could be anything, and it also.
Well, then your kid won't know what you're doing.
That's true.
What if your kid got a hold of it?
I think that would be terrifying to see, like, an empty pill bottle, and then your kid just laid out, passed out on the floor, because then you're just counting the hours until they wake up, like, just insane.
Or for those that have giant custody of their kids.
Oh, see, there we go. There we go. Yeah, she's just taking a little nap.
I tuckered her out all day. We played all day. Oh, thank you so much for wearing out. Yeah, no problem. We're co-parents. But oh, 8 hours later, what did you do?
Oh, you give it to the parents with the kids they hate, or not the kids that you hate, but the parents that you hate. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it'd be so good.
If the kid's like super hyperactive, it would like do the counteracting, like you know, like Ritalin does or whatever. If you're hyperactive, oh, it
calms them down,
chills them out. You're like, what's going on? You've got like 10 of these, dude.
I would need one to get my energy up to do comedy. Well, sometimes I have the opposite problem. I'm too nervous, but then I need to not yawn during the comics after I go up. I need an energy.
Dude, doing comedy whilst tired is like the hardest. I would say it's harder than doing it high, doing it drunk, doing it like, or even doing it. I would say doing comedy tired is the absolute worst.
Like, it is awful.
Yeah,
I don't want to be there. I don't want to look at anybody. I'm like, just get out of here, guys. No, I'm not in it.
Well, I've been pregnant for like the last few months and still doing comedy, so not only do I have to do it sober, but I also am always tired, and I just like go up and I'm like, oh, I'm just gotta fake it. We can do this.
You got the perfect excuse to use a stool now, though.
Oh yeah, when I get big, absolutely. This is happening. This is
I suppose I should say congrats.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes, thanks. I feel like saying congrats before the baby's here is like weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think comics are like the only group of people who doesn't usually congrats when someone has a baby.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, yeah, no, they're fun. Do you know if you're having a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Girl? Yep. Mm-hmm. Good deal. That's where I have a daughter.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be interesting. The other day I reached a new pregnancy milestone. It was the first time a complete stranger came up to me that I wasn't talking to, interrupted the conversation just to ask me if I was pregnant, which you don't. I'm like, I didn't think I was showing like that, ma'am. Thank you for ruining this evening.
See, even when you're pregnant, people, that's still not a good question. You notice that from the other side of Walmart? Like, come on, lady.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I was clearly not feeling it. And then she kept butting into the conversation periodically to offer me food. I'm like, you're not getting out of this. You're not making this better.
I don't even get what the point of that is. Like, what are you going to do if they say yes or no? Like, cool, you don't know this person. You're never going to see this baby, but I want to know. You got one in there?
Yeah.
You should tell them no next time, even if you're like...
I should.
Make it feel long.
What are you talking about? I don't even
know. Not for long might be the best answer.
Yeah. Not for long.
That's what I'll get to next time. No or not for long.
For a couple more hours.
That appointment coming up. Those 5-minute pills or whatever that Justin was selling. And
You want to see the baby?
Yeah, right?
Oh, God. But yeah, that's what I got. That was my idea there. So,
Any shows you guys want to plug or podcasts or anything you want to mention?
I have Mitchell's Pub out in Weberville. We got a show at 7 p.m. the first Thursday of every month, April 13th in New Lothrop. I'm hosting an event at a Rustic Meadows reception hall. I'm going to have opener, middle, headliner, not sure on the names of those who are having yet.
Where are those, like south of Lansing-ish?
New Lothrop is like between Owosso and Flint. I believe. So like north of 69 out towards Flint area. And then Weberville is Mitchell's pub. That's about a half hour east of Lansing.
Only show I got up next is Comedy at the Creek. Haven't done that yet. Jason Pierpoint puts that on. Looks like a really awesome show. I'm pretty excited. Awesome.
Are you on for March?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you there then. I'm on that one too.
I got an embarrassing storytelling show on the 9th.
Is that Planet Ant?
No, that's at the Windsor Comedy Club. And then March 15th, I'm doing, if you follow Doom Vanna or Cult Doom, she's doing this like whole, it's basically like there's going to be dominatrixes, pole dancers, burlesque dancers, and then just one stand-up comedian, which is me. There's like this huge list of performers. which is cool. She's like, you want to do 20? I'm like, absolutely. So that's a really cool event. Just if you want a variety show, and that's going to be in the Detroit area, you can check out my page, Skippy Rose Comedy, for the details on that. And then I would encourage everyone to check out my web comedy series, How Did I Get Into This? You can look it up on YouTube. It's also posted to my page, but I'm really proud of the sketches, so.
Cool. I have a thing called Gaming McFitness, a Twitch channel where I build video game controllers into fitness machines and then play games on them.
That's cool.
Thanks.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Ant Podcast, powered by Pinecast.